Hello, welcome to our podcast, Pandorama. I am your host, Blake Davies, and our co-host, Tanya Davies.
Hello.
And today we have a special guest, and our special guest is Scarlett, my sister, and she's extra special today because it is her 5th birthday today. I see that you've got dressed to the occasion. Did you do that on purpose or for your birthday?
For my birthday.
I see.
Can you tell us a little bit about your outfit?
I love these bows on the thing.
What kind of outfit are you wearing?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's start with the questions. Okay, first question. How do you feel about the pandemic?
Bad.
Bad? Okay.
Why do you feel bad about it?
Because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah.
And die.
Well, that probably would not happen to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but we do have to worry about other people who might get sick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so.
But if everybody gets sick and the wolf gets back on, like, and back on, like lonely.
Oh, you're worried that Earth is going to be lonely?
Again.
Is the Earth lonely now?
No, because there's no people left.
Oh, you're worried that too many people will die and then the Earth will be lonely. That's a really nice thought.
Okay. All right, Scarlett, second question. Do you think that the world will change in a good way or a bad way?
A bad way.
Okay.
Why do you think it's going to change in a bad way?
Because some people get too sick and die.
Yeah, that is bad. Mm-hmm. But there could be some good things that come out of it, right? Like maybe people will learn to take better care of themselves.
Yeah, but what about once they don't care if they're sick?
What?
What about the don't care if they're sick?
What if they don't want to care for themselves?
Yeah.
Well, I think that people will, wash their hands more and they'll just take better care of themselves.
But what about the people who don't wear masks?
Well, that's their choice, whether or not they want to wear a mask or not. But it does help avoid people getting sick. So.
All right, Scarlett, question number 3. What are some crazy things you have been doing in the pandemic?
Ripping my presents up without going slow.
Okay. Question number 4. What are you doing with your free time? Your corona time.
Beading.
Beading. Oh. Good answer. Have you been beading anything in particular?
Horses.
People. Right. 5th question. What's your strategy to stay safe from the coronavirus?
It's to stay home.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes.
What is that?
I've been paying my nails a lot.
Oh, is that helping you stay safe?
I've been dressing up too much.
Oh, so that's helping you stay safe. I see.
Because I have gloves, and that helps no germs get on your hand.
True.
Wow, that is genius. Is this why you put on your outfit? Yep. Scarlett is wearing yellow bell gloves today to her interview.
Okay, Scarlett. 6th question. Do you remember being birthed?
Like mom being birthed out a baby?
Yep. You, the baby.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah. It was like a pillow.
A pillow? Do you remember what happened?
I got sucked around the thing, like when you eat healthy food and it puts in the baby's bellies.
Oh, the umbilical cord. Yeah, you got stuck around the umbilical cord. That's right. And the doctors had to help set you free so you could breathe. You remember that?
I only remember that you said that it was just like a pillow.
Like a pillow.
All right, Scarlett. Question number 7. What's your favorite thing about being 5?
I get to do my birthdays. I love birthdays because I love opening up my presents.
Good answer.
Did you get a lot of presents?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But if you give me so much, I would get funnel, and it would get me funnel and funnel, so I don't have to be bored every day.
So you're saying the more presents you get, the more fun you have? Wow, okay.
All right, question 8. What's your most craziest dream?
There's only one that's scary.
What's a crazy one?
Tell us
crazy
about it.
Crazy one is that when, like, one of this person says a bad word that only a grown-up is supposed to say because he didn't know to do it. It was the giant puppy sound, and that's why.
That's pretty crazy.
So giant puppies make a bunch of sounds, and then some kid says a grown-up word?
No, like a grown-up says that.
Oh, a grown-up says a grown-up word to the giant puppies?
Well, see, this doesn't. That was when she never met the puppies yet.
So why is she saying the bad word?
Because she doesn't know what it is.
She doesn't know that the giant puppies are giant puppies?
Yep.
No.
Oh, so she gets scared.
No, she doesn't get scared. She's like polite.
Oh.
She's almost polite.
All right, Scarlett. Question 9. How do you feel about your birthday?
Don't know.
Well, you do know. Come on.
You were just talking about how you loved opening presents.
Yeah. Are you sad about your birthday?
I'm not sad about my birthday.
Are you?
No.
Crying about your birthday?
No, I'm not doing anything like that.
Then what are you doing?
I'm dressing up.
And?
Opening up my presents. And a bunch of fun stuff is in there.
So, are you happy?
Yeah.
Ah. All right. Scarlett, question 10. What do you think are in your presents?
Dolls.
Dolls.
Dresses. And beading. And a bunch of others.
That's what?
All I can think of.
What's the one thing you want the most for your birthday?
A unicorn. Unicorn everything?
Unicorn everything.
Anything that looks good and is a unicorn.
Well, it's a good thing we're making a unicorn cake then, huh?
Yeah!
All right. So
that wraps up our interview with Scarlett Davies, our special 5-year-old for today. You know, you were the first guest on Blake's podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, does it make you feel really special?
A little bit.
A little bit? You know, he really loves you.
All right, then. Scarlett, thank you for coming. Have a good birthday. All right, well, that wraps it up for our first podcast of Panorama. And our second one will be us interviewing my grandma. Well, goodbye.